Hello, everybody. Let me first introduce myself. My name is Tom Wysok, and I am a PhD student in the Metastasis Research Laboratory at the University of Liège in Belgium. I will present to you my work, which highlights the role of methylgeoxal, a byproduct of glycolysis, as a modulator of breast immune landscape. Let's start with the introduction. So metabolism reprogramming is a well-known hallmark of cancer described by Annan and Weinberg in 2011, and the most characterized metabolism reprogramation is the Warburg effect, where high rate of glycolysis will inevitably lead to metabolite production such as methylgeoxal. Methylgeoxal, or MG, is a decarbonyl compound formed after the fourth step of glycolysis. It is 20,000 times more reactive than glucose and leads to glycation of lipids, DNA, and proteins. In our laboratory, we have some tools to detect the protection of glycated proteins, like antibodies. In all mammalian cells, it exists an MG detoxification system composed of GLO1 and GLO2 enzyme to manage the MG production. And in cancer contexts, the balance between MG production and MG detoxification is disrupted. In our laboratory, we use some small molecules also that are known to be MG scavengers. Among them, carnosine, a natural dipeptide produced by our brain and muscles, can avoid MG glycating abilities. MG was previously described in many pathologies, but recently in our lab, we demonstrated the role of MG in the cancer context, and I am now interested to the role of MG in the tumor immune microenvironment. Let's go to the result now. So in the first intention, by using a well-known MMTV-PMT mouse model, and thanks to the antibody that recognized MG adducts, we were able to show a strong accumulation of MG adducts during the progression of the disease. In the second point, we took advantage of this model and we quantified the infiltration of wall immune cells population via CD45 staining by immunohistochemistry. We have shown a significant accumulation from adenoma to late carcinoma in comparison to normal breast. After that, in point 3, we decided to check the impact of carnosine treatment on primary tumor growth and the number of lung metastatic foci. We demonstrated that carnosine-treated mice display a significant reduction of tumor growth and lung metastatic foci. In the point 4, we decided to investigate the proportion of CD45 by immunohistochemistry in carnosine-treated group compared to the untreated one in the primary tumor of this model. The result we obtained displayed no difference in the proportion of CD45. However, in the point 5, when we check the proportion of specific immunosuppressive cells by flow cytometry, we discover a significant reduction of granulocytic MDSCs and Treg CD4 plus lymphocyte in the primary tumor of this model. Moreover, we have observed a trend in the proportion of M1 and M2 macrophages in the lung under carnosine treatment. Finally, in point 6, we decided to investigate the toxicity of MG on NK cells. To that, NK cells were isolated from blood of healthy donors and challenged with two doses of MG, 300 and 600 micromolar during 4 and 24 hours. A FACS apoptosis test was used to determine the percentage of apoptotic death NK cells. These results show that MG triggers NK cell apoptosis. Let's finish with the perspective. So concerning those perspectives, we showed you results performed on the MMTV-PMT mouse model, but since the 41 model is largely used to study immunology, we want to develop SH-GLO1-41 cell line in order to introduce an MG stress inside those cells and evaluate in vivo the role of this stress on MDSC recruitment. We also want to see if this endogenous MG stress could potentiate primary tumor growth and lung metastasis. In second intention, we want to see if carnosine could potentially reduce tumor growth and lung metastasis, as well as its involvement in MDSC's recruitment in the primary tumor. Finally, I want to thank all our collaborators and finally you for your attention.